Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being a guy has a lot of upsides. Like, we get to pee standing up, and we get all these giant muscles. But there's also some downsides to being a guy, like going bald early and the fact that it's hard to find spaces to talk about our issues. Most guys don't really talk about what's bothering them. They just talk about their hobbies, like video games or sports. I know my friend group is guilty of that. All we ever talk about is gaming, basically. That's why I'm an advocate of BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you can find a therapist suited to your needs and your schedule to talk about whatever is bothering you in life. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/r/ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/r/.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to r/ Am I the Butthole, where OP discovers that both his wife and daughter are hiding an affair. Am I the butthole for disowning my wife's daughter after she chose her mom's affair partner over me? I'm a 35-year-old man, and I met my soon-to-be ex-wife, who's 33, during university 12 years ago. She had already had a kid when she was 19, but the dad left as soon as she started university. We dated for 3 months before I met her daughter, Lisa. I remember seeing her family for the first time. I was nervous meeting her parents, but when I saw a little girl beside her mom, I was confused. I asked her if that was her little sister or a cousin of hers, and her answer shocked me. When she told me that was her daughter, I thought that I misheard her or something. At first, I wanted to dump her for hiding something so crucial from me, but she kept begging for me to stay. And eventually I relented, and soon enough, I started to fall in love with her daughter and wanted to be her father figure. Our bond grew stronger over the years, and in 2019, we got married. In late 2021, I adopted Lisa, and in early 2022, my wife gave birth to our son, Mark. After my son was born, my wife made the choice to stay at home for the time being, and I was completely fine with that. Everything was going perfectly, until a few months ago. I started noticing my wife increasingly spending time with her friends. I didn't say anything, since, in my mind, her being at home all day was probably eating at her, and I didn't want to seem controlling. The thing that made me suspicious was her constant texting and going out of the room for calls. She never did that for anyone except for this one friend of hers. I asked her about it, and she gave me some vague answers about gossip. The moment that took it too far, though, was when I came home last week and I saw her outside talking on the phone. This wasn't out of the ordinary. I remember seeing my son on the floor crying alone. I was pissed at my wife for leaving him alone in the house, but when I went to pick him up and smelt the horrible stench coming from him, I was beyond furious. His diaper seemed like it hadn't been changed since that morning. I quickly changed his diaper and rushed outside with him in my arms. I was beyond pissed. I snatched her phone from her hand and bolted back inside. I locked my wife outside so I could have a talk with this friend of hers alone. I had my suspicions about who it really was, and when I heard a male voice calling out her name asking what was going on, I immediately knew what was happening. He ended the call as soon as he heard my voice. I then proceeded to lock the front door to make sure my wife couldn't enter the house at all, and proceeded to screenshot as much of their chat as I could, and then sent the screenshots to myself before deleting them on her phone. About 5 minutes later, she was still banging on the glass door leading to the backyard. I reluctantly opened it and was met with a smack in the face. Remember, all of this is happening while I'm holding my toddler in my arms. As soon as she realized what she did, she just apologized profusely, started crying, and tried to hug me. I pushed her away and told her to meet me at the dining table. I told my stepdaughter to take care of the baby so that me and her mom could have a chat. I just kept it simple. I told her this was her only chance to even have a sliver of a chance of getting me back. If she screwed up this conversation, it was over immediately. No lies, nothing. She kept on trying to apologize and say that it wasn't that serious. I reminded her that she not only screwed me over, she could have easily done serious harm to our son by leaving him alone in the house like that. I then asked, who? For how long? Did they passionately hug? She replied that it was her ex-boss, Daniel, for 6 months, and she didn't answer the last question. So I kept on reminding her that this was her last chance. She then just simply nodded. I then asked her if they used protection. To this, she started crying, begging me for forgiveness. She said that she would block him then and there, would never contact him again, and I could screw any woman I want from now on, yada yada. I guess my stepdaughter, Lisa, heard the commotion and came downstairs. Hold up, I'm gonna do some math real quick. If she had the kid when she was 19 into 33, so the daughter is about 14 at the time of the story. Okay. I told her to go back upstairs, but she just walked to my wife and asked her if I knew about Daniel. Up to this point, I was calm, but upon hearing this, I swear, even I started tearing up. I asked Lisa if she knew all along, and she said yes. At this point, I'm full on crying, and I asked her why she didn't tell me. She responded with, "Because unlike you, Daniel buys me the things that I want without having to beg." I then asked her how she could possibly do this to her dad. She responded by saying, "You're not my real dad." My wife screamed at Lisa upon hearing what she said. At this point, I couldn't bear any of this anymore. I just grabbed my son and went to the car. Me and my son are currently staying at my parents' house. I've basically been drinking myself to sleep every day. Thanks to my saint of a mother, my son is being taken care of right now. I am beyond hurt. I've canceled my ex-daughter's private school tuition, all of her extracurricular activities, and I've contacted a divorce lawyer. He's gonna serve my wife this Friday. My wife and Lisa have been blowing up my phone nonstop with apologies. I simply responded with, "Get a lawyer and tell that ungrateful thing of yours to start calling Daniel her dad. I'm disowning her." And then I blocked my wife. I didn't respond to Lisa. I just simply blocked her. I guess my wife told our friends what her and Lisa did, and now they've been texting me nonstop. They understand how I feel, but believe that I'm going too far by divorcing my wife without hearing her out. They also keep telling me that disowning Lisa is definitely going too far, and she's only a kid and didn't understand what she was doing. I just can't get over the things that she told me. I've worked my butt off to give my wife and daughter luxuries that I could have only dreamed of as a kid, and this is how I get paid back? Lisa is old enough to understand that hiding her mom's affair is bad, and definitely purposely used those words to hurt me. But a part of me believes that there's still hope. A few family counseling sessions later, and we can go back to living the life that I once considered a fairy tale. I'm beyond destroyed by this whole situation. A part of me just wants to see them burn in hell, but the other part of me believes that there's still hope. Am I really going too far? Is there still hope? Am I the butthole for disowning my daughter and divorcing my wife? Opie, let's be super clear. Your daughter and your wife abandoned you first. Your wife cheated, your daughter covered up the affair, and she called you less of a man because you didn't buy her, I don't know, an iPhone or whatever. I mean, yeah, they're sorry now, but were they sorry 1 month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 5, 6 months ago when the affair started? No, they were only sorry when they got caught. They were only sorry when they faced consequences for their actions. There is no coming back from this, OP. Your family is destroyed, and you're not the one who destroyed it. They are. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your wife and your daughter 4.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for refusing to donate my kidney to my dying sister because she got with my high school bully? I'm a 35-year-old gay man. When I was in high school, I was bullied severely by this guy named Darren. I won't go into details, but it was really bad, past the point of typical high school douchebaggery. In my sophomore year, I made the mistake of coming out to one of my friends, who promptly spread this information around the school. Before this, Darren had targeted me for being unathletic and wearing glasses, and had done this to a couple of other kids as well. But after I was outed, he only targeted me, and only because of my sexuality. After high school, I moved away for college. I made friends, even got a boyfriend, and pretty much forgot about Darren. Until one Thanksgiving, my sister, Ellie, brought home her boyfriend, Darren. No joke, the first thing he said to me when he saw me was, "Damn, Ellie, you didn't tell me your brother's a F-slur." Ellie effing laughed, and so did my dad. I was kinda stunned, but I didn't yell or start a fight. I just got up and walked out. Afterwards, my family tried to play it off that Darren was joking because he was nervous meeting the family. And they told me that Darren and Ellie were serious, so I had to get over it. I just told them all that I wouldn't be attending any event where Darren was. In private, I told Ellie that I felt hurt that she would date Darren, knowing what he did to me. She basically called me too sensitive and told me that she has the right to date whoever she likes, which, yeah, she does. Since then, I've been putting distance between myself and my family, who seem to have readily accepted Darren into the fold. Recently, my mom reached out to tell me that Ellie was in the hospital and needed a kidney transplant. The rest of the family had been tested and nobody could donate, and my mom wanted me to get tested because I'm her full brother with a high likelihood of a match. The thing is, after all these years, Ellie is basically a stranger to me. If I were to do this, I'd have to drive 3 states back to my hometown, miss who knows how much work, and give up a piece of my flesh. All for the woman who dated and eventually married the guy who made my high school days a living hell. I told my mom that I would not be getting tested, and she freaked out at me over the phone. I quickly hung up on her, but before I did, I heard her call me vindictive and a monster for refusing to save my sister's life. I admit, I feel guilty about it. Yo, OP, I'm shocked that you're even talking to your family after all this. F Darren, F Ellie, and F Ellie's kidneys too. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving everyone else 4 out of 5 buttholes. Also, really interesting comment from Blanket Statement. Fun fact, at least in the US, if you go get tested but you tell the doctor that you're being coerced, they'll say that you're not a match. Am I the butthole for trying to take back $80,000 of the $160,000 that my spouse spent behind my back? My husband spent $160,000 investing in baseball cards without telling me. During this time, he would get mad at me for spending money on meal plans or salon services. I would get yelled at for my disrespectful spending and my financial goals not aligning with his, so he'd say. He did most of this spending on his personal credit card that he paid for with our joint account. For a long time, I didn't have access to our online banking, so I didn't see the amounts that he was paying to his credit card. Whenever I would question a $2,000 or $4,000 payment, he would have some excuse and usually would say that he spent it on the family or the grocery store. He would refuse to show me his statements. One day, driving to lunch, he mentioned how my friends owed him for the concert tickets that I'd used his card to buy. I agreed to get the money from them. In mentioning the card, though, I remember just seeing another $4,000 payment coming out of our joint account. This was after 2 months ago when he promised he had a $2,000 balance and was going to pay it off and stop using it. So I asked, I thought that it was going to be paid off a couple of months ago. That was all it took. He launched into me about how I ruin everything. We can't just enjoy the day. This is why my relationships never work. On and on. And then he dropped me back off at our house and left. This outburst made me realize that there was more going on. After lots of back and forth and digging, I finally got him to give me access to his credit card statements. I added up $160,000 over the past 3 years. I already realized the financial abuse that's taken place on many levels, and there's so much that I'm not including. During all this, my husband met with a divorce lawyer, then begged me for another chance. That was about a year ago. We're still together, but as you can imagine, the financial issues are only one of many issues that we have. When I realized how much he had spent, I started transferring money from our joint to my personal account every month. My goal is to, over time, take back my half, $80,000, and invest it how I want to. He was, of course, mad, but I basically said, oh well. He should have considered me when he spent the money, and I was only correcting a wrong. Recently, he made sure the money wasn't in the account when my transfer was scheduled. He did this 2 months in a row and said that I could no longer do this. I just waited for the money to show up and then did the transfer anyway. He went nuts! He was telling me that I'm a rat, that he's selling the house, dissolving our business, etc. He says that it's wrong for me to go tit for tat and that I should let it go. All the money I've taken is just sitting in my account because I haven't spent any of it. Am I the butthole for trying to take back my half of the money over time? Right, okay. So it's perfectly fine for him to take money from you, but it's not okay for you to take that money back? This is like a thief getting mad at you for taking back the thing that the thief stole! Honestly, OP, it kind of sounds like your husband has some kind of addiction, kind of in the same vein as like a gambling addiction, but instead of gambling, it's baseball cards. His behavior is completely off the rails, and when you threaten his addiction, he lashes out insanely. This just, yeah, it feels like addiction to me. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 4 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my brother that he's going to be a terrible dad? I'm a 30-year-old guy, and my brother is 34. I was at my brother's house when my sister-in-law went into labor. They live in the countryside, so the signal isn't too great sometimes unless they walk up the lane. So my brother was supposed to take her to the hospital instead of calling an ambulance, but for some effing reason, he decided to freak out and drive off somewhere. I can't drive, so I ran up the lane to call 911, and it took forever to get a signal. Then it took forever for the ambulance to get to the house. I almost had to deliver the baby for F's sake. She ended up giving birth in the back of the ambulance. The whole time, my brother just disappeared. He finally turned up at the hospital about 8 hours after he disappeared. Apparently, he had gone to our dad's house until his dad found out that my sister-in-law gave birth and made my brother go see her. I yelled at him outside the hospital for being so effing stupid. He told me that he just got scared and didn't know what to do. I told him that he's gonna be a terrible dad if he keeps reacting like this. What's he gonna do when the kid gets injured and it's his responsibility to take him to the hospital? Is he just gonna dump the kid and run off to his dad's place again? He's such an idiot, oh my god! He started crying and called me a twat for being so mean to him. I just lost it with him. He was acting like a child when he should be comforting his effing wife and apologizing to her for being a dick. He called me a grunt and told me that I don't understand what he's feeling. I get that he was scared, but he seriously needs to get a grip and help his wife. Am I the butthole? Definitely not, OP. Your brother desperately needs a wake-up call. What is with this guy? Is he just a wuss? Does he have some kind of like weird fight-or-flight response that kicks in? He needs, at minimum, tough love and possibly even therapy, because I don't know what's wrong with your brother. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your brother 2 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.